Hello, hello, and welcome to Enlightenment, Enlightenment on a Daily Basis. I'm Alexandra Sorgenicht. I'm an intuition expert, intuition trainer for more than 20 years, author, founder. And in this podcast, I talk like every 2 weeks about intuition, my insights on intuition. I talk about intuitive leadership and intuition as future skill, and I will share stories of my intuitive life, of my experience as intuition trainer. So this podcast is meant to support you in reintegrating your intuition into your life, into your daily life. And for that, there is most of the time a meditation and intuitive exercise to help you doing so. 2 weeks ago, I talked about why intuition is such an important future skill and why we as leaders need our intuition to navigate through these times of crisis where there are no known coordinates. I will talk about 3 points that an intuitive-led life needs, that navigating through rough seas intuitively needs to have as a basis. I will do so through the example of how I created my business through the last 20 years. So I will provide an intuitive experience or exercise where you can experience for yourself what navigating these times would mean for you individually, personally. So what are these 3 main aspects for surfing unknown waters, unknown stormy waters, like these times of crisis, or for creating a map of unknown territory? How do you do that intuitively? First aspect is foreseeing what's about to come. Yeah, it's not actually very much about being psychic, but yes, it's about foreseeing what is coming and also what competences do you need and does your team need and the people around you, the systems that you're leading, and what competences will they need to be able to manage what is about to come? That's first. Oh, and no, you don't need a glass bulb for that. And I don't know if anyone who owns a glass bulb will help you very much with this. What you do need is your intuition. Second one, not very surprising, is the capability to adapt to change pretty easily, being easy with change, being easy with the challenges that change always brings for you and for a system. The third one is creating change yourself timely and knowing how to pace the changes you create in synchronicity, in interdependence with the changes that are happening outside. And how does this work? How does it look like if you apply it? My own story as entrepreneur and founder gives a few examples of how this works. So first one is I started not knowing what I was doing. I really started only knowing that I had to do it. I remember my teacher telling me, "What, you're going to build an institute for intuitive training in Germany? Jeez, you don't know what you are about to do. Really, you have no clue." And I, back then, pretty arrogant, was like, "Oh yeah, I do know, of course. What is she? She doesn't know a thing." And turned out, yes, she knew. She knew a lot. And building this kind of work in the midst of pretty anal, sorry to say, but pretty anal Germany was more than tough. It was more than tough. But that was 20 years ago, and things gotten much easier in that time. It has been even, established that spirituality and intuition is not completely wooey-wooey, but that there are even some scientific proofs to that it really works, that it really works in improving your life, improving your possibility to become successful, improving your possibility to live a healthy, connected life. Yeah, one could say I started pretty naive. And, you know, that's a big deal. That's a big part of why it worked. I love my naivety. I really do. It's not about being dumb. Yeah. It's not about being, oh, I have no clue. I don't care. Naivety is about, I know this is important. I know the world needs it. I don't know actually what could happen to block me. I don't know, or I don't even think about it, what kind of opinions people will throw against me. I don't know all the obstacles and challenges I will meet along the way, you know, but yeah, and actually still, I don't care. My naivety just tells me this is important. People need it. You experienced it yourself. You saw what it did, you did to your colleagues. It worked on so much levels for so many people. So yes, absolutely. It can't be that it's not available in Germany on that level. So it has to be. And I don't know what's going to happen to me, and I don't care. It's this kind of naivety. And it started slowly. My business started very slowly in the beginning, but that was that I was, because I was still working full-time as a filmmaker, I was second CEO of a film production company. And then I went into burnout in 2010. And out of this burnout, I said, now I'm only going to work for myself. I'm going to make films for myself, and I'm going to establish the intuitive work in Germany. So we'll only, yeah, work for myself. I did that in the midst of burnout. I started in the midst of burnout. Pretty naive, right? Yeah, and it worked. It worked. From the moment on, I was not working full-time anymore for somebody else. It just, yeah, it just went boof. And you know, the reality checks, they just came up to me like, blowing against me, you know, and the reality checks, I mean, like they were like pretty every day on the lure, like coming like, oh yeah, you really want to do that. What is it? Is there any scientific proof? No, there can't be scientific proof, as it's from a mystic realm, from a transcendent realm. It's pretty hard to create scientific evidence. The evidence I have is experience. Do you want to hear about my experience? No, no, no. If it's not scientifically, it's not real. What? Experience is not real. That was one of them. Also like people saying you're a filmmaker and how can you be a filmmaker and doing this kind of wooey wooey stuff that doesn't work. You can't work in our office. We are all filmmakers. We are all like serious people, stuff like that, you know, but these are the small ones. So, what do you need? Naivety? Yes. And perseverance, but perseverance actually should be the fourth aspect. You won't be able to build something new if you don't have perseverance. Every pioneer, every visionary who is really doing what he or she sees, creating what he or she sees as a possibility will tell you that. That's another one, but that's not only for intuitive, creating for intuitive navigation. These kind of challenges were very familiar to me because as a kid, I will always see what people were trying to hide, what people's real intentions were, if they were sick, if they were angry while pretending they are very friendly. I would also see when somebody was about to die or stuff like that. And then you can't talk about that in the real world. In the real world, yeah, you can't talk about it. So this was actually like it was just the same, you know? I had the experience, I did intuitive readings for people, back then there were no this kind of email thing or stuff. You know, what I would do was that I would get their name, like, could you do a reading for my friend? My friend wants a reading from you. This is his address. And this is the scene that he wants you to look at. So I would do it. I would write a letter, like when I was just newbie, right? A starter. I would write a letter, I post it, like back then, post it into the mail. And then maybe a week later, maybe 3 days later, I would get a phone call. It's unbelievable. We have never met. And I can't believe what you told me, what you saw. And thank you so much for seeing me and for, yeah, giving me hints what the way could be and what kind of aspects of myself I should develop and how I can do it. You know, this was the experience. It's absolutely valid. Seeing intuitively is valid, you know, and it gives worse. There is worse. For people, a lot of worse. And it's connection, you know. I didn't know these guys and ladies, these humans, but it was such a feeling of connectedness through I was able to seeing their soul. And I would get this response of Yeah, enthusiasm and being touched and being happy and feeling empowered in a way that most of them never had felt. That's strange, huh? When you're from the one side, from the real world, you get, oh, nah, this is kind of wooey-wooey stuff. And then from your clients, you get, wow, I feel so real. I feel so seen. And my life certainly suddenly feels so real from this moment on because I got seen on that level. Everything that's happening to me and everything that is blocked, I understand now. It makes so much more sense. So this is kind of a gap. Yeah. And yes, my work is to fill that gap. I saw that more and more. It's so important to fill that gap. Because if like everyone would see others like that, first of them see themselves and then others and the world and systems, wow, that would change. That would change our relationships. That would change the way we look at business. And that would, I really think, change humanity and the world. Yeah, you know, for me, it's really strange that a lot of people think, yeah, they go to somebody with a glass bulb or an intuitive reader or a psychic. And it's something, you know, like they do if they need advice or something. But it has, in a way, not really something to do with the real world. It stays this, ooh, see. Strange, huh? Isn't it strange? You know, like, because for me, we all, as I see it, we all see, we are all intuitive. Yeah, there is a lot of stuff that is piled on our intuitive abilities, on our psychic abilities. But as humans, we are very capable of experiencing energy, seeing it, feeling it, knowing it. It's just natural to us. And it's, in a way, not too tough to come back and owning that capability. So to me, it's like we are all pretending, a lot of humans pretend to not see, to not know, to not feel. Because on a deeper level or on a higher level, let's say, we are all seeing, hearing, feeling energy. We are all hearing, seeing, feeling on a soul level. And it's so exhausting to pretend not to play all these games that we agreed upon in our society, capitalistic, patriarchal, that is the truth, that is real. It's exhausting. And it costs us tons of energy that we actually always needed for other purposes. And now we definitely need them absolutely right now. Yeah, so how I started and the challenges and also the way I did it. So this is one example of foreseeing and also the role that naivety plays in getting pioneer work done. And another example on foreseeing, but also on how creating change yourself and at the same time adapting to change is this one. In 2019, my business was pretty successful. I had created a machine. You know, I never wanted to create a machine, but it had become a machine. It was just people were coming and coming and coming. And we had like a certain program with three parts where we would train them, starting intuitive healing, intuitive reading, and then they could become trainers or the intuitive leadership program or a spiritual midwife program, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, it was always the same. And it was just like people were coming and coming. And I noticed that I got tired. And I noticed I can't do that any longer. It felt pretty scary because I know from myself, the moment I know I can do something any longer, I won't. Yeah, it will stop. So I was thinking about what can I change? So I started working online. Yeah, I created I only like 2 years. I started with telephone conferences, trainings that didn't work so well. But then I created this, we started working with Zoom. We had the first trainings in Zoom. And it was only in a retreat that I hosted in Hawaii on the Big Island in January, February 2020 that I realized I have to completely go online. I have to, in a way, close all the spaces where we see each other in 3D. I will go completely online. This is the only way I can keep doing what I do. Okay, I came back from the retreat and thought about it a little time. And then on March 10th, I sent out a newsletter saying, okay, from now on, we only work online. Every course that is running right now will proceed. That's fine, but only online. And you won't believe, I mean, maybe you do, but you won't believe how angry people were and how much resistance there were. And, you know, 3 days later, we got the first lockdown and people weren't that angry anymore. So this is about foreseeing. You know, it's not like there are a lot of people out there who always say, oh, you were a psychic or you're intuitive. Please tell me the lottery numbers. Oh, you can't. Oh, then it's not valid. This is not what being intuitive or being psychic is about. Of course not. Yeah, one would say, of course not. But this cliche is in a lot of people's head, really. And no, it's trusting what you intuitively feel, see, know, trusting the way your body reacts to the reality that you're living in, the way your body reacts to your intuition, and going step for step in the process that is unveiling for you, not knowing where it will lead you. This is what foreseeing is to me. And every human being who has opened up to their intuition can do that, really. Every human being. So I gave this example of my intuitive life just to show how follow your intuition, how to let yourself be navigated by your intuition is in a way different than creating linear. Than creating linear, than having a 12-step plan. Yeah, so close your eyes, or if you prefer to have your eyes open, please let your gaze get unfocused and turn your awareness inwards. Breathe and be aware of your breath, like how deep is your breath? And let go of the tension that you might carry in your body, of some density or stuckness. Breathe and let go. So let go of everything that is asking you to fix it or asking you for a solution. Let go of that for at least about the next 10 minutes. This time is meant just for you alone. Breathe, let go, allow yourself to relax, and let your breath become even deeper. Let go of every claims that are directed towards you. It's time just for you. Allow yourself to own it, to have it, to really have it. There you are. And with your awareness, come to the center of your head, where you don't need to direct your attention anymore, but where you're simply aware. And please give yourself a spiritual hello. Spiritual hello means the energy that is just one level above your everyday energy. High vibrational, easy, neutral, validating, unconditional freedom, unconditional love. Spiritual hello is like, I am. There's nothing to do. I am. Unconditional. Experience the effect of that energy. Embrace. So there you are. Nothing to do, nothing to achieve, at least for the next 10 minutes or so. Breathe out, let go. And more become present in the center of your head, where you're just aware. Now I want you to remember the last time you entered a room where was something off. You entered a room where was something off, whatever kind of room that was, like in a private context or business context or a train or something else. Just believe yourself, trust yourself in what's coming up, what's popping up. What kind of room was that? What kind of situation? When was that? Like yesterday, this morning, 20 years ago, whatever. Trust your intuition. Believe yourself, your inner wisdom, and go with what is coming up, is popping up in your head. And when you entered that room, what happened? What happened with that perception? Something's off. And how do you notice that something was off? Was it a feeling, a thought, something you just knew? Or something else? Like, how do you knew something was off? How did you do that? Keep breathing. And if the situation happens to pull you in, come back to the center of your head. Just easy. No problem. Yeah, it happens again and again. Intense situations have a strong tendency to suck us in so that we can't observe the situation anymore, but we are right in it. Okay, just come back to the center of your head, be aware. And what was going on there? Were there people in the room, or was it just the room? Was it just you and another person or more persons? Was it a business meeting or a private encounter? Who else was in that room together with you? And what did you do next with that perception? Like maybe you stayed in that situation for a minute, for 2 minutes, 10, 2 hours, 3 hours, I don't know. So what did you do with that perception, something is off? Did you believe yourself? Did you suppress it? Just like, oh yeah, I have to concentrate on the meeting and push it away? Or what did you do? Or was it a constant nagging, like in the back of your head, the back of your awareness? And how did the situation develop? Like, was there something? Yeah, did the offness that you noticed, did it came to the surface, or was it suppressed, or did everybody noticed it, but everybody would pretend not to notice? Like, how did the situation develop? And how do you left the room? How did you feel? How did you feel about yourself? How did you feel about the situation? Maybe you forgot that you sensed something was off. So how did you feel when you left the room? And was there some energy of the situation lingering with you, like for the next minutes, hours, or days, or maybe until today? Okay. Please come back again to the center of your head. Keep breathing. Let go. Let go. As far as I can see, the situation's over. Yeah, let go. And now I want you to once more enter that room. You might not want to do so, but please re-enter that room. Okay, there you are. Breathe. And now I'd like you to not pretend that you don't sense anything. So, in your imagination, re-enter that room. And remember, you sensed something was off. Stay with that perception. What do you see? What are you aware of? What do you recognize? What is actually off? And again, come back to the center of your head. Let go, breathe, and observe what is actually off in that situation. And how do you see yourself reacting to that, what you sense is off? like physically, emotionally, mentally, energy wise? How do you react? And your reaction doesn't has to be visible, you know? Just maybe you see it like in your energy is changing, your mood is changing. You feel again what you felt back then, maybe. So what was your reaction to that offness? And if you have any strong feelings about what you sensed and what the reaction was and the situation was, please keep on breathing, let go of that, and come again back to the center of your head. And just be aware what actually happened, like energy-wise. What was off? Was there someone who wasn't kind? Was there some pressure? Was there some invalidation? Was there some sort of violence, like mentally, emotionally, or manipulation or other? And try to be as neutral as possible, just observing what was going on, what were you sensing? And now you are not pretending that you don't see it, not sensing it, but the opposite. Very clearly, you are observing what's going on. The moment you are judging anybody, you are not neutral anymore. You're not seeing anymore. You're reacting. That's okay. That's human. Yeah, we all do that. And if you notice that, give yourself a spiritual hello. I am. I am. And come back to the center of your head. What do you notice? And from that neutral awareness, what did you see? Did you have any other possibility? Any other possibility to perceive the offness or the actual situation? How the offness was handled or not handled? Did you have any other opportunity to act? To take care of yourself? To be in connection or to leave a connection? It doesn't have to be the case, you know, but just as a question. Maybe like from this neutral standpoint, you see an alternative for yourself. If so, you can take a note for next time you sense something off. Okay, then take a deep breath and let go of that situation. Give yourself a hug or a pat on the shoulder. Well done. Well done. That was brave going there, going back there. And please keep your awareness inwards in the center of your head, in the space of your awareness. Easy. Breathe deep. Relax. And please see a situation where you were leading, or where you needed to lead, or wanted to lead, or were expected to lead, and something was off. What's that situation that's coming up? Maybe it's with your staff members, maybe your team, your colleagues, maybe in the family. Yeah? Leadership can have so many areas. Maybe in a project. And what did you do with your awareness of there's something off? You remember, picture that situation very clear in front of you. Who was part of that situation? And where did the offness came from? Did it come from you? From somebody else? And if so, who was that? And what was the offness about? Take a moment to breathe and again give yourself a spiritual hello. Easy, neutral, unconditional. I am. So what did you see? What did you notice intuitively? And again, if the situation gets emotional loaded, that's fine. Give yourself a hello and breathe, let go, and come back to the center of your head, to the space of your awareness. Yeah, what was the offness about? About a person, about a person's intention, about yourself, your clearness or unclearness, about some unclear emotion that were very present in the room and not openly present. Nobody would talk about it, but everyone could feel it. Was it about the content of a project, about an idea? What's the offense about? And what did you do with your awareness, your perception of the offness? Did you address it? Did you push it away? Did you overlook it, pretending you wouldn't notice? And is it a pattern? Do you do that more often? It can get a little bit emotional if you notice a pattern there. It's okay. If you need, just pause this meditation for a moment. So if you suppressed your perception of something is off, what did you do? And how did the situation develop? What came out of that situation? Yeah, how did it develop the next minutes, the next hours, the next weeks, the next year? Is there still anything lingering around with you now? Maybe in your business, in your project, in the system or collective that you're working with? Maybe in something that you feel or think towards one of those persons that were into that situation, were part of that situation. Yeah, be gentle with yourself, be kind with yourself. It's not about being wrong or something. I just want you to be curious in how that pattern works, how you maybe once in a while or even often treat your intuitive awareness. And if you see, give yourself a pat on the shoulder that you see it, you know? That's the biggest step, starting to see it. Okay. And take a deep breath. And please, you know what's coming. Re-enter that situation where you are asked to lead, where you do lead, where you wanted to lead, where you were expected to lead. Re-enter it. And what would have been different if you wouldn't have pretended that you didn't see the offness? What would have been different? Would there have been alternatives? Alternatives on how you see the situation, how you see the expectation towards you, how you see other people, how you see the possibilities, or even alternatives on how you could have acted. Okay. And again, give yourself a spiritual hello. And give yourself some congratulations for what you just saw and realized. And the alternatives, the ones that you saw for yourself, for your own behavior, breathe into that possibility. Breathe into yourself with that alternative. Breathe yourself with having more options, with being clearer, more true to yourself. Breathe into that feeling, into that notion, into your body. Give yourself a little time to realize the truth about that possibility. Let go of that situation. There you are. Take a few deep breaths. Then come back. There you are. Welcome back. Thank you for listening and for following me into this little adventure. I hope I see you or you will hear me in about 14 days. When that was a change, I think you noticed, when I will have the interview with the pioneer, I will be in Kenya and interviewing her in Kenya about a pioneering intuitive life. So thank you very much for listening again. And take good care, and please trust your intuition.